Hello and praise the Lord. Merry Christmas 2023. We thank God because we are still in the Christmas season. I know today is Boxing Day, but we continue opening the gifts that we were given during the Christmas season. In opening day, we open the gifts that you were gifted with during Christmas. And I like reminding people that just the way you're opening the Christmas gifts that you received, if you are lucky to receive some gifts, one day God will open in his presence the gifts that we have been sending ahead. The scripture says that there is a day when God will reveal the secrets of man, when we shall all stand before the judgment of seat of Christ. Every one of us will be judged based on what they did, whether it was good or not. My brother, my sister, the actions that you take, your conduct, the way that you live, they are actually gifts that you are unlocking ahead. One day they shall be opened in the presence of God, and we shall get to know what it is that we shall receive as a reward or a punishment from God himself. There is a grand Boxing Day that is coming. I never want you to lose sight of that. There is a grand Boxing Day that is coming, when all the secrets of man shall be revealed before God Almighty. And today I want us to continue with a Christmas message. Yesterday was Christmas Day, and we saw God's message of love. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. That is a great message, a great Christmas message. And let me remind you that in the similar way, today I want us to ask ourselves, why do we have so many lights in Christmas? All decorations in the false lights. You go to malls, you go to hotels, they're all decorated with lights. There's different kinds of lights, different colors. Why do we have a lot of lights in Christmas? Let me try to look for an explanation and remind you that the Christmas story has a lot of lights in it. Starting from the Magi, who were guided by an illuminating star from the east all the way to the manger. That is a light that was guiding the wise men. Remember the shepherds terrified at night. Why? Because a bright light from the angel shone around them. Till the water would do not be afraid. They actually were afraid because the light was so much. There is a lot of light that accompanies the Christmas message. And maybe for you and me, one of the things we need to appreciate is that after a prolonged period of darkness, God's light finally penetrated the door to where man was. Christmas is a season of light. It is a season that reminds us that God's light penetrated humanity and came to where we are. God's light finally dawned on humanity who had lived in darkness. Matthew chapter 4 from verse 13 reminds us that when Jesus left Nazareth, he went and lived in Capernaum, which was by the lake in the area of Zebulun and Naphtali, to fulfill what was said through prophet Isaiah. Land of Zebulun and Naphtali, the wheel of the sea beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people living in darkness have seen a great light. And on those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. The Christmas message is a message of light. It is a message that we don't have to continue abandoned by darkness. We don't have to continue not knowing what to do because the light of God has been revealed. And I don't know where you are battling with darkness today. I don't know what challenges you are battling with today. I may not know what you are going through, but I am here to remind you that God's light has been revealed through Christmas. Are you fighting the darkness of sicknesses and diseases? Are you fighting with the darkness of court cases? Are you fighting with the darkness of financial crisis? Are you fighting with the darkness of a marriage that is almost breaking? Christ's light dawns on his people over Christmas. Christ will stand a few years later and say, I am the light of the world. Those who walk in me will never walk in darkness. My brother, my sister, You don't have to walk in darkness. You have Christ, the light of life. And this Boxing Day can actually remind you that Christ's light is available for us if only we can trust him and if only we can focus on him in this season of Christ Christmas. The light of Christmas is Jesus Christ himself. He is the light of the world. Let us pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we are grateful for speaking to us and reminding us that you're the light of the world and that when we are in you, we don't have to walk in darkness. And I remember my brother and my sister who are battling with the darkness in their lives. Some of them are battling challenges to do with the sicknesses and diseases, betrayal, pain, dear loving Father, job losses, and clouds of darkness that hangs over their lives. Yes, Lord, some of them are addicted and they just wish it were possible for them to change their lives. We pray that the Christmas light of Christ will dawn on them, that those people walking in darkness, a great light will dawn on them. Father, change their story and change their lives. Thank you for speaking to us. In Jesus' name, we pray and we believe. Amen and amen. Thank you so much. I'm so grateful that you've taken your time to share your moment with me. Merry Christmas from Charles Peter Inspirations. It is my prayer that you're having a beautiful time with your family and your loved ones, even as you celebrate Christmas with those who matter in your life. Merry Christmas and have yourself a beautiful day. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your comments. God bless you.